80 years in Chicago as one of the most iconic, I guess a deli. I'm talking about Manny's Deli, well known for their pastrami, but every time I go there, I just can't make a choice. There's too many things to choose from. Dan Raskin is the fourth generation owner. You're celebrating 80 years. Dan, what do you attribute to 80 years of staying in business in Chicago on?
I attribute it to our awesome customers and our staff. I mean, we really couldn't do either thing without them. And I think it's a lot with our families that we're just fortunate that there was four generations of our family that wanted to work at the deli.
Yeah. Hot pastrami has something to do with it too, right?
You got it.
How many pounds of hot pastrami do you go through in any given week?
Probably about 700 pounds a week of pastrami.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing. And why is it that all the politicians choose to make announcements or make campaign stops? I remember especially Pat Quinn, Governor Quinn, used to always be at Manny's. What's the connection with politics and Manny's?
I think a lot of them just know that it's a place that everybody goes to, no matter who you are. Like at any time in the restaurant, there's people from all different areas of Chicago, and everyone's there just to enjoy the food. And it's a big, comfortable, open space. And it's just been ingrained in Chicago for 80 years.
Yeah, so let's talk about your family. You're fourth generation. Who opened it up?
So it was started by Jack and Charlie Raskin, my great-grandfather and his brother. And then it was passed down to Manny, my grandfather. And then for the last 40 years, it's been run by my dad, Ken. And I've been there for the last 16 years working with my dad.
Oh, that's got to be great, working with your dad and working with family. Tell everybody where it is, because there might be people listening who are not from Chicago and don't understand the allure of Manny's Deli. Have you been in that location for the whole time?
We've been in that neighborhood for most of the time. We've been in this exact location since 1965, but our address is 1141 South Jefferson. It's Roosevelt and Jefferson, and we're just south of downtown, so we get a lot of people who are traveling to and from the city, and we have a big parking lot right behind us so people can come and park when they're on the way in or the way out, and it's a great meeting spot to go meet somebody, and we're great for large groups, small groups, so we've just been fortunate to survive all the different times in Chicago.
Dan Raskin is the fourth generation owner of Manny's Deli. They're celebrating their 80th anniversary, and you've been in that location since 1965. Boy, that neighborhood has changed and changed and changed. Is this about as good as it's been? I mean, things have really started building up over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's great for development for the area. Over time, we've kind of just grown with the area. There used to be a lot of family-owned businesses in the area and a lot more industrial stuff, and we were actually really busy from all those different businesses, and it's just changed over time, and we've just grown with the city changing, and we've been fortunate enough to stick around.
What's the one thing your dad has always told you, your granddad has always told you, that you're tired of hearing?
Be conservative. I think that's one of the main reasons why we're still around, is that we always had just one location, and we're there all the time. So always there to greet customers and to supervise and make sure everything's exactly how we want it.
And what's the secret to the pastrami?
The secret to the pastrami, I can't tell you that, but we're excited for our 80th. We're actually launching a new pastrami that's the heavier smoke pastrami, and I've been working on it for a number of years, and we're finally sharing it on Tuesday. We're going to launch it, so I'm really excited for that.
Fun. Somebody named Linda just sent a text and said, please ask him if Manny's delivers out of state.
So we do deliver out of state through Malnati's catalog, and you can get that through our website, mannysdeli.com. and we ship packages through there.
And Dan, do you have kids?
I have three kids, so hopefully one of them will choose to go into business, and we'll have a fifth generation.
I hope so. Is there one that shows promise for that type of job?
They're a little young, but I'm going to make sure that they really want to do it before they make up their mind. So it's not the easiest profession, but I've really enjoyed it so far.
And how long have you been working there? I would imagine since you were a little kid, right? I mean, if your family owns a business like Manny's Deli, you're working there after school.
Yeah, like on the weekends when I was in high school, I would go in, and then the day after I graduated college, I was there full time. So I've been there full time now for 16 years. So it's a fun business. I mean, there's always the learning from your family and learning from customers and hearing stories, and it's just a great place to be.
It's just an iconic restaurant in Chicago. Congratulations on 80 years. Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks for having me.
Manny's Deli. If you haven't been there, you got to check it out. Hey, newsroom temperature check coming up next. And then after 5 o'clock, we're going to talk to a neurologist, a sleep medicine specialist, and director of the Sleep Medicine Fellowship at the University of Michigan. They've got tips. If you've got a partner who snores and you don't get any sleep at night, this doctor should be able to help us out, I hope. Check on weather and traffic with Mary.